is not another Halloween show.
Nothing special about it.
We're back to the Spooks of Hazzard. I'm thinking about changing the name of the show.
That's pretty ballsy. Especially this late into it. So what would you name it then?
Like the Eric and Josh show. I didn't put much thought into it.
I don't know. I think we pretty much need a pun, like, you know, or a play on words.
I'm just worried that being so close to Dukes of Hazzard, we're going to run into legal problems.
You only put one Z in there.
Because I literally just swapped out Dukes for, well, actually, Paul came up with the name, but I wanted to base it off something Schuylkill County, and he said Dukes of Hazzard, and I said, okay, that's the name of the show.
Well, people seem to like it. I mean, it's...
I like Eric and Josh show.
Something that simple.
Yeah. You don't like it?
I mean,
you think we could do better?
It's concise, but what if we have other people on?
Maybe we could leave it up to the viewers. They can email us at skooksofhazard@hotmail.com.
That might be confusing.
And let us know what you want the new name of the show to be.
And then create our Hotmail account for us.
The horse shit show.
Yep.
We'll get stuff like that from you guys. Anyway.
Yeah, two white guys in a bong. The show.
It's mostly news this week.
Yeah.
Lots of news. We were off for 2 weeks, and now a whole bunch of funny stuff happened since the last show. So we're going to talk about all kinds of news. Should we do, let me see, Herbert Allen, before we get to news. Remember old Herbert Allen?
Yeah, he was the guy with the incredible
out-of-work porn star.
Yeah, and he was...
Terrible football picks.
Big in the nuts. He was a terrible weatherman.
Yeah, he was awful at that.
Yeah.
He did football picks last time he was on the show. Yeah, I think I this has something to do with
I
it.
I realized the last time I was on here that I picked some NFL teams and they all lost.
Voice so bassy.
I don't give a shit. You should be listening to an out-of-work porn star talking about football.
You gotta have a
all
point.
All he knows is how to get his dick sucked.
That's true. But we...
Oh, and by the way...
We didn't ask you.
It's not too late to answer your guys' question about what happened to Sean. Sean died during a game of charades.
Oh.
When he had a stroke.
Sadly, a stroke?
No one guessed the correct answer. And the correct answer was a unicorn.
That's what killed him. Okay. Good God, Herbert. He does have a point, though. But, again, we never asked him to do anything. We never said, hey, send us your football picks, Herbert. He just sent it to me.
I mean, you're under no obligation to play any of that stuff.
I wasn't asking, you know, for anything from him.
Well, he sent it in.
He
so.
just like Chuck, he just fucking sends stuff into us. And well, and we have so little material that we have to use it. So let's do news now, because this is mainly a news day, right?
Yeah. There's a lot of shit going on.
Lots of stuff.
Don't talk through it.
Have you heard the dog barking yet?
No.
Now, new things you need know about...
There's a dog across the street. It's like a basset hound.
Yeah.
It just keeps yelping.
That is the news you
so if you hear a yelp, if you hear a yelp, it's the basset hound across the street.
And not the critic of the Chinese restaurant.
What do you want to do first here?
Well,
for news.
I got a good one here.
We got international news. Any of that?
I do not have any international news
this
week.
Well, that's surprising.
I do have one about a guy from Florida, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's that about?
No, I'm going to tell you that one last.
Okay.
That's
do you want to see? Do you want to see the commercial for the Wonder Bible?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Look at this gadget. This was actually on TV the other night.
The Bible are a guiding light for the faithful.
Yeah.
Now, the spoken
what do you see this
God
fucking thing? It looks like it was made in 1962. I mean, it just reads Bible verses.
Dude, it looks like the original Nintendo controller.
It's so old and it's beige. And it has big yellow buttons. Wonder Bible presents. Nobody young is going to buy this. What are you doing? This is for the elderly.
I mean, is there a Bible app?
They're all young. Look at everybody in this commercial is like under 40. Just listen. I'm sure there's apps like this for the iPhone. There's gotta be. Why would you buy this little beige box? Actually, it's maroon. Wonder Bible lets you listen it's to ugly, the isn't it? Okay, we don't need to listen to the whole fucking thing.
Dude, I am just so blown away by it. I can't believe this product exists.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Now, how do we get our hands on one of these?
I mean, do you want one? I'll get you one for Christmas.
So what you do is you type in what psalm you want to hear,
Or just random, whatever.
You just hit the random button and it comes out.
Just
the
Jesus wept.
And a man may not lay with his brother's wife, and if he does, he would spill his semen on the floor.
It's probably filled with like inspirational parts of the Bible, because some verses are just plain.
And that was John chapter 4, verse 20.
Out of context.
Anyway. Anybody has to share their weed.
Well, I don't know if you were aware of this. I know you didn't know about the Wonder Bible.
No, I didn't.
Have you ever heard about... Actually, after I saw this, it got me thinking, and there's one of these out there. It's a Satanic Wonder Bible. Here's the commercial for that.
Okay.
You've heard of the Wonder Bible. Now, not to be outdone, the Church of Satan introduces the Satanic Wonder Bible.
It's an actual commercial.
That's right. Anywhere you go, you can hear all of your favorite Satanic Bible verses like...
Blessed is he who rapes.
Oh, that's good.
Second Lady of 9, verse 11.
Second Lady,
Henry,
yeah.
All my favorite.
And on the third day, the Dark Lord created the Skooks of Hazzard show, and he saw that it was bad, and he was pleased.
Gingivitis 6, verse 9.
Gingivitis. That's the Satanic Bible. It's different from the Wonder Bible. It's the Satanic version.
What color is that one?
Blessed is he who rapes, I think, was one of the inspirational quotes.
That was something.
Second labia.
Crazy.
I found that on YouTube. Again, I need to get a lawyer.
Yes, absolutely.
Because people keep taking my ideas, and I have to search for them on YouTube. That's where I find those things. What you got news, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Shoot.
You perform oral sex occasionally, correct?
Quite often.
Do you know how to do it?
by the reaction of the receiver, I'd say not good.
Okay. Well, at least you were not with this escort.
I'm not good at eating pussy.
All right. Well, neither was this guy. An escort allegedly shoots a man from Washington State twice in the head for performing a sex act incorrectly.
For incorrectly performing a sex act.
So basically what happened was...
Well, I guess, you're paying for, if an electrician comes over your house and wires it wrong, you can go, hey, fuck you, you didn't wire my house right. And then you're free to shoot him.
Yeah, but this is the other way around. You're paying this woman to eat her pussy, and then she's like, no, it's wrong, and shoots him in the head twice.
Oh, she shot him.
Yes.
Oh.
The escort allegedly told police she shot a man twice in the back of the head and left him for dead because he didn't eat her pussy correctly.
Oh.
The victim wasn't found for 3 days, but after he was found by police... He was taken to the hospital and unable to speak, but he communicated with hand signals, like, the hand job signal.
Sure.
This escort shot me in the head, and he does the jerk off, then the gun to the head, bang,
right.
Bang. The 21 is also accused of robbing him, too. She took all his porn stash. And basically, when they walked in there, he was like... How do you get shot in the head twice and still be alive?
I mean, where'd she pull the gun from?
Probably her little, drug purse, I would think.
Never eat out a prostitute with a gun holster, wearing a gun holster. Yeah. This guy, they didn't tell you that, but that guy made a terrible, grave mistake. She had an actual holster like a cowboy.
Yep.
And he just... I guess. I don't know.
Oh, man. Imagine that, dude. Like, that's crazy. That's what Trump's doing to this country.
Carry a gun at all times.
No, just the fact that it's, like, bringing, the crazy out in everybody, to the point where, like, you can't even eat pussy right now.
Right.
Now you get shot for it.
Amen.
Twice.
Amen.
Well, this one's a little bit on the lighter note.
Oh, good.
Okay.
We need a nice light story.
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever
shoot. This is the second question.
Oh, okay. Have you ever purchased anything from Old Navy?
Yeah. At some point in my life, I think I have.
Have you ever had these items shipped to your home?
No, have not.
Okay, well, I have, and I'll tell you, it works every time.
Is that right?
But this customer...
Is this a commercial for Old Navy?
No, this customer did not receive what he ordered.
Okay.
He received, instead of two T-shirts, he received 40 pounds of security tags.
Only the important news.
Yeah, he
that
basically
we
goes
about.
On to say, yeah, I saw this package on my porch, and... You know, I figured, okay, well, I ordered two shirts. It should be lighter than this.
Very,
and he kicks it and goes,
heavy.
Oh, well, it's maybe my wife ordered it and left it there for her to pick up. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
He's like, he's a real dick.
Yeah.
Chauvinist bastard. So anyway, he picks this up. Then his wife says, did you order something from Old Navy? He's like, oh, yeah, I got that. Oh, okay, well, what are you going to do with these security tags? He's like, oh, I don't know. So,
what kind of security tags were they?
They're the ones that, like, if you walk out of the store...
They're not like, hello, my name is
security. No, they're the ones that set off the alarm if you walk out without paying for it. So he then went and like sabotaged a bunch of people's bags that were going into the Old Navy and like dropping them in people's bags.
So then they're searching people.
Yeah, it's like fucking everybody's a thief today. You know,
like, he drops one in like an elderly woman's bag.
I got 39 pounds of these left. I mean, we can go to every mall in America.
I mean, what else are you going to do with them? I mean, really?
That would be a hilarious prank, though, if you got like 40 pounds of those and just like.
Did he really do that? He went and put them in people's.
No, but he claimed he wanted to.
Oh,
but
he then, should.
Anyway, they...
If I can encourage that young man...
Yeah.
Go ahead and do that.
So if you're listening, we support you.
Yeah.
In all you do.
We got your back.
Yep.
We have no resources or anything, money, but we got your back in spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was that all of that one?
Pretty much, yeah. You don't want to comment anymore about 40 pounds of security tags?
I mean, what else can you do with them besides, you know, what he was thinking about doing with them?
He could open up his own store.
Yeah, I got a security tag eBay store. So if you need security tags.
But here's the thing. Like, he doesn't have the actual security scan machine.
Yeah.
So he just ruins all his clothes by putting holes in them, you know, because it's not going to go off if you don't have the machine that it's linked to.
Sure. Right. It doesn't do you any good.
But it's a good theft deterrent. People are like, oh, shit, I'm not going to be able to, you know, steal this because of this tag.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has those tag removers.
Yeah.
You know, they're not.
You
know,
can't get
common,
them off.
Well, it's not a common thing people own.
Not even with an acetylene torch.
Right.
You need the little key.
Yep. You can't even use the jaws of life.
It ain't going to work.
Nope,
you need that little fucking key.
No plasma cutter, no bandsaw.
Did you see this story here?
No, I didn't. All right, we're done talking about Old Navy, but old people, apparently. Yeah. Let's do it.
Elderly, did you see this elderly woman trained 65 cats to steal from her neighbors? Look at this broad.
What did she steal? Or what did they steal?
Apparently, she taught her. I didn't really read the story. The headline kind of did it for me.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we can read it a little bit if you want.
Yeah, read into it for me.
Okay. An elderly woman training her 65 cats to steal items such as jewelry from her neighbors is... Oh, it's not even true. Fuck! That was in the first sentence. You wouldn't think I would have read the first sentence.
It said satirical.
I know, but it means it's not true.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means.
It said in the first sentence.
Well,
I told you I didn't read it.
Keep reading it anyway.
Shit.
Several
so
items.
So let's just pretend this is true. Okay.
Everybody pretend this isn't fake news.
This isn't fake. There is no truth to a report that an elderly. Forget that. Forget that. Let's go to the second paragraph. World News Daily report published the fake. Fuck. The fake news article. Every sentence is about it being fake. So this isn't going to go anywhere. Fuck. I'm sorry.
Despite their skepticism, investigators began a surveillance operation and were amazed by what they discovered.
It's not true.
According to Columbus Police Chief Kim Jacobs, yeah, that's fake, dozens of cats were constantly coming and going, bringing home anything that shined.
Look at the next paragraph. However, there is no truth to this above story, according to
Snopes.
Well,
here, you skip the yellow parts and only read the gray.
Yeah, but the rest of it, it's about being fake.
The case of the kiss that wasn't occurred in Fort McCoy, Florida, about 20 miles northeast of that bitch.
So that sucks.
Yeah, It does.
I gotta start reading these. I had the Satanic Wonder Bible commercial. That was pretty funny.
You've heard of the Wonder Bible. Now, not to be outdone, the Church of Satan introduces the Satanic Wonder Bible.
I'm definitely going out to get one of these.
Anywhere you go, you can hear all of your favorite Satanic Bible verses, like
Blessed is he who rapes.
2 Lady 9, verse 11.
Hey, do you have any more stories?
I do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got a couple. This one's pretty funny. Basically...
I was just giving you time to get to your next story.
Oh, I was ready.
I was filling right there.
This headline just really blew me away.
Okay.
Hot dog stand robbery suspect shoots himself in the wiener.
Oh, the irony.
Yeah.
This one's dripping with irony.
Yep.
Go ahead.
He robbed a hot dog stand, then accidentally shot himself in the wiener. A clumsy Chicago crook gave himself the shaft when he tried to stuff a gun in his pocket, and it discharged, shooting him in the junk. Terry and Pouncey.
They used the word junk?
Yeah, they used the word junk.
What a journalist.
It's the New York Post. It's wonderful. Terry and Pouncey, 19, barged into a restaurant, original Maxwell Street Polish on the city's...
What do you say to this guy when you see him? Hey, how's your junk?
Yeah, how's your junk doing?
How's your junk doing?
What'd you blew off?
What else are we gonna talk about? You got shot in the dick.
What'd you blew off your junk again?
Nobody says hi to me anymore. Nobody just asks me how I'm doing. They just ask about my dick.
This is where it gets really good. The ballsy bandit allegedly whipped out a small caliber pistol, demanded cash from the register. Then the paper reported, citing court documents, he then allegedly snatched a cell phone and a wallet from a 39-year-old. But the stick-up kid's escape didn't cut the mustard.
Oh, wow.
Yep, he tried to stuff the pistol in his pants, and he prematurely discharged twice.
He was planning on doing it later. Yep. It was premature.
Shooting him in the thigh and then right in the penis.
Mm, ouch.
He stumbled to a vacant car wash.
So I guess this guy's probably in jail right now.
Oh, he's definitely in jail. He shot, but he's dickless.
So every day the jailer has to come up to him and say, hey... what's his name?
Dickless Terry and Pouncey.
Hey, Terry, how's your junk doing? As reported in the New York Times.
And the court,
how's your junk?
Your court documents allege that
we're going to call you TJ from now on.
Yep.
Terry Junk.
Terry and... All right, moving on.
Hey, that's a good story to go to break on.
I got one more.
Oh, okay.
About Florida.
It. Go ahead.
You remember,
oh, that's right.
You know how I love Florida, and I really want them to secede from the union.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a real shithole.
This guy is a sick fuck, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now.
Well, why couldn't we end on the guy shooting his cock and balls off?
Because I just think this is kind of ridiculous.
Okay.
This Florida man claims a corpse is a blow-up doll made of human flesh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yep, he was arrested Friday.
It's Sunday.
After he claimed the body that was found in his room was a life-size blow-up doll made of human flesh and not a dead woman.
It's a terrible alibi.
Yep. Jerome Wright, 32, was charged with abusing a dead human body after Miami-Dade police said they found a decomposing corpse in its stomach, gutted in his closet.
You know what would have been a good excuse he could have used?
Yeah.
It ain't mine. I don't know whose dead corpse that is. I think that would have been a funnier...
Yeah, but it didn't work out that way. I guess the police smelled...
Ain't my dead corpse.
...smelled like this rotten sex doll.
I bought that from China.
Coming
that
from
came,
this lady's
that
house.
That was expensive.
And she's like, I don't know. It's not my sex doll. Must be my son Jerome's. He's a... He just, you know, got back.
This happened in Florida, huh?
Yeah, fucking Florida. They're so gross down there. I don't know what their problem is, but they have just... The best news.
That ain't my dead corpse.
Nope. He denied killing the woman and insisted the body was not real. He insisted that anything found in his room was, quote unquote, from the internet. Pending the medical examiner's report. Now, this is a body.
Right.
Be like, this. Where do you blow it up at? Well, right here. And he pulls like this little thing out of the anus.
Right. Oh, really? He did. Was he telling the truth or not?
Oh, it's
definitely a dead person.
It's definitely a dead person. Okay. The medical examiner's
but he turned
report
it into
knew that it was a real body,
and he had to explain all the like advantages of having one of these.
Oh, but here's the thing:
dead corpse.
As of Monday,
don't dismiss what I just said. He's got to make he's got to make a case. You know, he's trying to deceive these policemen. He's got to make a case for this thing.
Well, this is the thing, Eric.
Because if I'm a cop, I'm going, hey, that's a dead guy. And he's going, no, it's not. Look, there's a little thing in his ass. Look, he's got it. And he's trying to tell.
Yeah.
Look at the mouth on it. This ain't a dead guy. I got this from China.
Well, as of now, he's not been charged with murder.
Oh, that's terrible.
But police said that it's not off the table.
I hope.
Yeah, let's fucking hope so. I mean, it sounds like this guy found a legal loophole.
Yeah.
Just claiming it was a robot, it was a sex doll. And that's a good segment for, we're going to be talking about some nasty shit next segment.
Now all you people know how to conceal a dead body.
Yeah.
Just tell them it's a sex doll. It's not my corpse.
Nope.
Not my dead corpse.
That's my cousin Randy's sex doll he left here last April. That's why it's so rotten.
Look, I went to get milk and I came back and his fucking dead corpse was sitting here. I don't know where it's from. We'll be right back. Terrible, terrible segue into a break. Let's try it again.
All
right. Hold on.
Can we say stay tuned?
You can say stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
All right. We're going to go on break. It's already over 20 minutes. We're at 21 minutes.
We're fine.
How about that? Was a lot of news. All right? So don't go anywhere. There's a lot more show coming up. Stick around and listen to this song. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
That went a little long.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
We're so good at these.
Everybody, we're back.
Fucking song.
Did you like that song?
Yeah, it was good.
That's that drummer from Nirvana.
Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah.
No, who was it? Ed Vedder.
Ed Vedder. He was the drummer in Nirvana.
Which one was it? Chris Novoselic?
No. Was that other guy, Cornell.
Oh, David Cornell. Chris Grohl.
Named after the university.
Yeah.
The Cornell Soundgarden.
Yeah.
That's their football team name.
Big Red Bear. Go team. They're like the best. They're better than Hofstra.
No, that was Dave Grohl, I think we're thinking of.
Yeah, it was Dave Grohl.
He looks exactly like the drummer from Nirvana to me.
He does?
like he's like his twin. It's scary, actually.
Taylor Hawkins.
No, Dave Grohl.
Oh, Dave Grohl.
He looks like the guy from Nirvana so much.
Oh, he does, yeah.
I'm just the guy that never gets it.
Yeah, me either. That was good.
I'm always trying to convince people that Dave Grohl looks like the drummer from Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he is.
He is. That's true.
But I just never get it through my head.
Nope. You always forget. You just have like really specific amnesias.
Yeah.
Like you can never remember it's the same guy.
So now's when we do more funny stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about some funny stuff.
We're going to talk about some more funny stuff. Are you excited?
I'm freaking...
Are you excited out there?
You should have had cricket sounds there.
No, you had a really good story to share about somewhere you went.
Yeah,
it's interesting enough that it can actually be the second segment. That's a compliment to how good this story is.
You haven't heard the story.
Haven't heard the story. I'm trusting you.
Yes,
dude. You remember back in the first segment when I didn't even read that news story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trusting you.
Okay, good.
I don't even know if my own stuff's funny.
Well, this could be fake.
Or true.
It could be totally fake, but it's not.
While you're getting set up, I'm gonna post to my Dave Grohl looks like the guy from Nirvana blog.
Yeah.
I have a blog about it. Dave, if you knew that.
I did not know.
It's, we get together once a week and we talk about how Dave Grohl looks like the drummer from Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll blog later.
I went...
Go ahead.
I recently went on an adventure. Exactly.
Yeah.
It was last night.
Last night.
But for the listeners,
mm-hmm.
since you won't be hearing this until maybe tomorrow...
Tonight. Well, it all depends on whenever you
hear it. Just know I did it on a Friday.
Mm.
Okay.
It's very important. It's going to come back in the end of the story that it's a Friday.
A group of friends and I went out. And we decided that we wanted to go play bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because everybody loves...
You got the itch.
...yelling stuff.
You got that bingo itch.
Yeah, I got
that's what the diehard bingo people there are like, fucking bingo night, motherfucker. There's like the guy that's really... That's his thing.
Well, okay,
bingo.
So it's... There's still...
We should start a bingo league.
A bingo league?
Yeah, like a real, like... Oh, it's like a dart league or a pool league where it's really like... Ah,
yeah,
like,
where we just get real good at bingo.
Fucking bingo!
Game's a chance. It was also named after that damn dog. You know?
You bring, like, you reinvent bingo. Like, you start trash talking.
Yeah.
B11, motherfucker.
Boom.
You don't have B11.
I got dabs, yo.
Bingo.
Well, anyway, I decided that we were going to this and we were going to have some fun. And it turns out it was an adult toy bingo when we showed up.
Yeah. You thought it was just going to be regular bingo.
I thought it was going to be regular bingo, but...
It was adult bingo.
It was adult toy bingo, so...
Well, that's a twist.
Instead of giving away cash...
Yeah,
they give away sex toys. Yeah, sex toys, so it was...
And, I mean, if you're... How many... Let me ask you this. How many different prizes were there to be won?
21.
That's a lot. I mean, I know, like, dildo and... butt plug.
There was 21 games.
I don't know much other than that about it.
For the listeners,
what do they have, like a vibrating knee brace or something?
Well, I'll tell you about
shakes
them.
The orgasm
because I in fact knew this was going to be absolutely ridiculous. When I first got there, I'm like, wait a second, what the fuck is this?
It's,
you know?
Probably just a bunch. I'm gonna guess it's just a bunch of different variations of ways to shove something up a pussy or an ass.
Yeah, for the
most
part.
I mean, it's just basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's, you know,
but
here's those
the
are
thing,
the two
like,
main holes that things go in and out of in sex. So it's probably like a butt plug or a dildo you hang from the ceiling or something, like
I got a swing with a dick on it.
Most of these things probably have a dick on is what I'm getting
at. Yes, yeah. I had to write them down. And one of the quirks to this is you do not yell bingo. If you yell bingo, you're disqualified.
You're thrown out.
So you have to yell something vulgar or sex related.
They will actually throw you out of the place. They have bouncers.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild.
Yeah, they're terrible bouncers too, because they all got hard-ons.
And you're
raging
fucking
hard-ons.
The bouncer's dragging somebody out, and the whole way out they're fucking hitting people with their stabber, like the fucking little marker thing. They're like, yeah, fuck you. It gets violent there. You know, take that little dabber.
Yeah.
They're fucking
they dab the shit out of you.
People with white shirts on, fuck you, on their way out. It's rowdy. Yeah.
Well, there was a live band there
as
well. And you know what they opened up with?
Hmm.
I'll give you two guesses.
Okay.
Go ahead. Think of a song that we've played in a band before.
That we've played in a...
Yeah,
that, it wasn't one of our own, was it?
No, it was okay. Definitely not. It was a band...
give me a hint.
They're named after a fruit.
Blind Melon?
Nope. The Cranberries.
Oh, the Cranberries?
They opened up with Zombie.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was wonderful. Sorry about that, people. I love to belt out a few notes every now and again.
Yeah, that was beautiful, actually.
Thank you. So they did intermission, and it was just bizarre. Because, you know, like, I don't know if you've ever gone to, like, a real bingo.
No, I don't
elderly
get out much.
Women have these trolls.
Mm-hmm.
These troll dolls, and they rub their hair in their buns for
good
luck.
Oh, that's like their good luck charm.
Right, but here at Adult Toy Bingo, if you're, like, a person who goes all the time, you have, like, just hairy dildos.
Yeah.
And you rub those for good luck.
It's like the poker player that wears his favorite hat.
And surprisingly, I would say, like, under 40, there was 100 people, and over 50, there was 100 people.
Really?
So it was, and then the 40 to 50 range, they're mixed in. I don't know how many, but there was well over 200 people here.
Right.
And so there was only 21 games, mm-hmm. So some people were going home empty-handed.
Empty-assless.
Yeah, empty-orifice.
Empty-orifice. All holes are empty.
Yes, exactly.
You go, I'm going home with empty holes.
I ran into somebody I knew from high school. yeah. She was the school nurse.
Where?
Well, I can't
say. Oh, yeah, let's not say.
Let's not say specifically.
Her name was Rachel.
Yeah, but it's crazy. Like, she wanted to know about these prizes that we won and stuff and wanted to maybe buy them off us to take them home. And I'm like, this is awkward. Number one, why am I talking about your vagina? You're my school nurse. You're supposed to talk about my penis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Say, Rachel, I'm not comfortable having this conversation with you right now. I'm going to go over there and talk to Fred.
Yeah. And I did.
Yeah.
After that.
It's just weird.
So what I did was, when I noticed how crazy this actually was, since you can't yell bingo, you have to yell something vulgar, and I was like, give me a fucking pen. So I pretty much took stats of the entire night's
of calls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, number one.
You actually documented it.
I documented it because I thought this is, and I do have proof. If you guys want to see it, we could.
So this is a documentary of sorts.
In a way, yes. It's an adventure of mine I went on. Joshua Bryan's
documentary
adult
series.
Toy adventure.
It's a documentary series.
Yep.
Yeah. This one's about adult bingo. I think we caught lightning in a bottle here,
yep,
buddy.
Absolutely. Number one.
It's gonna happen. This is gonna be a reoccurring skit.
Absolutely. We'll do
every week.
Every week I come on with one of my life's tale.
All right, go ahead.
So the first person to win was definitely a Trump fan.
Mm-hmm.
They yelled, grab her by the pussy.
Oh, that's original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they won a vibrating egg.
A vibrating egg?
Yep.
I guess you hold it on your clit.
Yeah, the clit.
And that's where fucking
the anus.
The business happens.
You could put it under your balls, I'm sure.
Yeah, whatever you. I mean, it could even double as like a back massager. I mean, you don't have to stick it down your pants.
Yeah.
You can put it in the back of your chair there and fucking just lit. You don't have to be dirty with all this stuff.
Right.
You can use a dildo as a fly swatter. It doesn't have to be sex related, right?
Yes.
I'm sure a dildo would kill a fly if I hit it with it.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain.
You gotta,
those things, some of them are beefy.
Yeah.
Like the big 2-foot black ones.
All right. Imagine being Mr. Miyagi, okay, with two big dildos held like chopsticks catching the flies. Here, do this, Daniel-san.
Is it wrong? Is it really wrong that I kill flies with dildo nunchucks?
No.
Is it overkill?
Nope.
I have a pair of dildo.
I have a dildo trident.
Nunchucks.
At home.
You have a dildo what?
Trident. I spear fish with it.
A dildo trident. We're getting way off topic.
All right. The second game. This was for Four Corners or Straight Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The guy yells out, big juicy titties. And
I didn't like that.
Butt plug.
Well, no, we
can rate these if we
like
them or not.
Yeah, that was the worst so far.
This is seriously like, I didn't say these. These are legit what people
did
at
you,
this
let
game
Let me ask
said.
You this. Did you win anything?
We'll get there.
Oh, okay. All right.
Game three.
Go ahead. We'll blow through these. Here we go.
This like 80-year-old woman yells, blowjob.
That was the dirtiest thing she could think
yeah,
of.
Yeah, it was the dirtiest thing she could
think of.
Because
she's 80. She doesn't, you know.
And she won this fucking three-prong dildo. It had, like, a butt plug, a dildo, and then a clit stimulator all in one molded piece. And she put it in her 80-year-old orifices. What,
did you have a name for this lady?
Her name is...
We'll call her Rachel. So this lady...
Yeah.
She's 80.
Yeah, she's 80.
And she says blowjob.
Blowjob.
That was the dirtiest thing she could think of.
Yep.
Like that, like back in the 30s, I'm sure, they were like, yo, you hear fucking Margaret over there? Said fucking blowjob the other day. It was like it fucking blew up the town. Like
the news.
Fucking this fucking Margaret over here. Blowjob. She said one day I'm going to use it at a bingo hall. Go ahead.
All right. Game four. This... very rotund gentleman yells out, "Cunt licker."
It's getting warmer.
And then he goes up, and what does he win? Fucking penis pump.
Did he look happy?
He was extremely happy.
He walked up, he picked it up, and he's like, "All right." Hey, honey, this could make my dick 2 inches longer. How about that?
I pump you up.
I'm going to use this on my penis tonight.
Why didn't Arnold Schwarzenegger ever, like, do... you know, commercials for penis pumps. I'll pump your dick up. You know? That was a terrible fucking impression. I'm sorry.
Are you going to go through all 21?
I'm going to, yeah.
Okay. Let's start knocking these
number
out.
Number five, puss fart. Some guy yells. I'm like, what the fuck?
Getting better. Puss a little fart. Funnier. What would you say?
He won a pot. I'll tell you what I said when I revealed.
Again, I apologize.
There were six of us in our party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he won a pocket pussy. So he got.
Did it say whose? Because I know they come in different flavors, I guess you would call it. You want your, like, your big fat floppy pussy.
Yep.
Or you get the nice tight one.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was it?
I didn't get a chance to see it up close.
Did he take it, pick it up and go, I got a fucking fat loose one. He was actually disappointed at the pocket pussy he got.
This guy was huge.
I was hoping for nice and young and tight.
Number six.
I got middle-aged mother of four. Fuck.
Flavors. Anyway, number six.
Was it black or white?
The guy yells.
Not going to tell me?
It was flesh-toned.
It was flesh. But Caucasian flesh.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with
Was it hairy?
No, it was not hairy. It was silicone.
That would have been even better if they gave him a big, hairy, fat, sloppy pussy.
Like, fucking.
He got the worst looking pocket pussy ever.
Why are they giving away these shitty fucking sex toys?
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, then the guy who won in the sixth game yells, "Don't quit her till you hit her in the shitter."
That was his call out.
Yeah. Don't quit her till you hit her in the shitter, which means anal sex. He won.
Was fucking old Margaret over there going, "Oh, my God," all night long? Like,
she was rubbing her fucking dildo for good luck.
Margaret said blowjob. This guy's, what'd he say?
Don't quit her till you hit her in the shitter.
Margaret would have never thought of that.
Never.
80-year-old Margaret. Blowjob.
He won an anal stimulator and a penis extension.
A what?
A penis extension.
Oh.
I saw them whipping this thing around later. It was like, all right, it was like 4 inches long, and it was like kind of like silicone,
mm-hmm.
but it was real stretchy and everything.
Yeah.
So they were taking it and holding it by the very end, not the tip, but the base,
uh-huh.
and they would whip it around, and the thing stretched out like 3 feet, dude.
That sounds like my
It was like a stretch
nunchucks.
Armstrong cock.
Sounds like the dildo nunchucks
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, yeah. But this is more of a sling.
Oh, it's a sling.
Yep.
You put a little pebble in the tip in the urethra and you throw it. It's a fucking dildo slingshot. Is that what it is?
Yep.
I got it all wrong.
Yep, you busted
nut. It's probably not what it is.
And then this chick that maybe 30 years old,
mm-hmm.
game seven, she goes, "Anal." I'm like, really? That is not nearly bad enough. I am sorry.
Anal.
She won a G-spot stimulator
How old was she?
Probably around 30.
Oh, that's...
That's
bad.
And a glass dildo.
That's all you could think of? Anal?
Yeah.
That's dirty to her?
Then the chick that I knew...
Even fucking Margaret said blowjob.
She yelled, "Suck my titties."
I like that one. That's
yeah.
funny.
And then Margaret's like, yeah!
Oh my gosh. Margaret gets all offended. Everything this, everybody says.
The suck my titties, she won this. It was a sex ball. You know, like the exercise balls that you blow up and you could like do crunches on them.
But
and stuff?
There's a dildo.
But
on
there's
it.
A fucking dildo attached.
That's basically what I said at the beginning.
It's genius.
Genius.
All
hey,
right.
Look, I got an end table. It's got a dildo on it. I can sell it. We can make sex like. Hey, look, that chair, put a dildo on it. You guys see sex toys and everything.
Yeah, you put a dildo on anything, a microphone.
Yeah. Hey, shove this in your pussy.
Dick mic. Let me listen in.
Hey, look, I'm the inventor of the dick on the wall.
Yep, and then
it's just a wall.
A wristwatch that actually is a dildo.
Yeah.
You tell me what time it is from inside my ass.
Right.
You know? All yeah. right. Number nine.
This. There's 21 of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could take the intermission.
Yeah, do you want
to? Well, let me get through number 10.
Here, wait. I'm going to play an intermission song right now.
Wait, I got to get through number 10.
Okay.
Number 9.
Okay. Wait, we're only at 9, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did dick lick. He goes, dick lick. Okay.
Not
he
original.
He won a suction cup black dildo.
Oh.
So you like put it on your shower wall.
Yeah.
You fuck yourself in the ass.
There goes my invention, the dick wall.
Number 10. This was one. See, what we did was we like tore up little pieces of paper.
Yeah.
And we wrote down a bunch of them and threw them in like an old French fry container. And then our whole party just picked out when they won. So we wrote a bunch of these. This was one of the ones that we wrote down.
Yeah.
But we didn't get to say it. Somebody else said it. Come, guzzler.
Was this a man or a woman?
This was a man. And he won himself a brand new anal stimulator. And I was thinking the whole time, whenever there was like a butt plug or an anal stimulator, remember we talked about the teledildonics?
Yeah.
About people hacking that ass?
Yeah. The Alexa butt plug.
The guy, this anal stimulator, I talked to the guy afterwards, is a Bluetooth one.
Is it?
Yeah.
They stole my idea.
Yep. Those fucking pricks.
Such a good idea.
All right.
Bluetooth.
So let's have some intermission
music. Okay. We'll be right back after this intermission music. It's going to be real short.
Fuck yeah.
All right, see, that was a quick intermission.
Yeah, extremely.
It was like, what, 10 seconds, if that?
Hopefully.
Did you have a chance to go out and refill your drinks out there?
Yeah, we went outside during the intermission of this, you know, this adult toy bingo that we're currently talking about.
It's a good story.
So far, yeah. And that was just the first half.
Yeah.
Now, during the intermission, the band got
You know a story's good when there's an intermission. You know what I'm saying? The best stories. I like to do that around campfires when I'm out camping with people. I have a little box. It looks like a Wonder Bible, but it has that music on it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell a real long story, and I'll be like, all right, I got to take an intermission here. And I play that, put it on the log I was sitting on. Then I come back. And I say, how's everybody feeling? Ready for the second part of the story?
Yep. So are you?
What are we on, 11?
Well, let me tell you about my intermission.
Oh, right. Sorry.
So the band goes up and they play like 4 or 5 songs, real, really shitty renditions of Ziggy Stardust.
They opened with Zombie.
They opened with Zombie. They ended with Ziggy Stardust. And in the middle, they played Good by Better Than Ezra.
Yep.
I can't believe people are still playing that song.
We grew up on that music, and now it's like it's almost like the classic rock.
Yeah, it is classic 70s, rock. I mean, they play that
in the 80s and the 60s.
You know that drummer that was
Dave
in
Grohl?
That, yeah, they play Nirvana.
Did you know that he looks like the drummer from Nirvana? Were you aware of that?
They play Nirvana on classic rock stations now.
I'm going to be on my blog later if you guys want to join me. Dave Grohl. It's Dave Grohl looks like the drummer from Nirvana.com. So I had to pay $5,000 for that domain name, Josh.
Yeah, it was expensive.
I'm not. This isn't just a hobby.
We went outside and we mingled. We went outside during some of these songs because they were terrible. So I only heard the first and the last.
Mm-hmm.
So we went outside and we were mingling with some of the other contestants. But you don't want to get too friendly with these people because remember, they're your fucking competition. You're in there to win some goddamn sex toys, and these motherfuckers are trying to win it too.
Yeah, so if you got to trip Margaret on the way back in.
Oh, I fucking slapped her.
Break her hip.
Right in the ass. I said, here, grab me by the blowjob.
I looked down there and I said, you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. So we get back in there, and the whole time, they are literally giving pitchers of beer away. They were free.
Like, were they, like, they were actually, like, Polaroids?
We paid, yes.
That's how terrible this
place is. Yeah, it's a fucking Polaroid of a Foster's.
They send you up for a picture of beer, and you come back with an 8x11 in a frame of a beer.
That's a dad joke.
Oh, that is funny, though. I've never heard anybody make that correlation before.
Yeah, never.
I am a genius.
Yeah, that's true. So, number 11. We finally get down, and we're all pretty salty at our table because none of us had won.
Yeah.
And there were six of us. But the second half was our fucking half,
yeah,
man. Yeah. I will tell you this.
The tide turned.
Game 11, my buddy, I'll name him Fizz, okay?
What's up, Fizz?
Well, anyway, he yells out.
Is that his real name?
Yes. Well, it's Fizz E.
Oh.
So.
E is his last name.
He wins the 11th game, and he yells out, "Beef curtains!" Right? Yeah. The whole fucking place actually goes nuts, because this is probably one of the most original things that they had heard, besides blowjob.
Sure.
So he gets up there, and he's pretty excited as the whole table erupts with laughter because he was the first one to win at our table.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes up, and he pulls this thing out of a fucking bag, and it's a realistic pussy and ass. This thing, dude, is probably like 2 feet wide. It's like a thick ass. You know what I mean? It's like a badonk.
Right.
You know? And it has this, like, it also comes with this controller that you can stick vibrating things inside the orifice.
Oh.
And then put your junk in it. So it was a real good gift.
Wow.
That he won. Yeah. So he did tell me he used it already. I talked to him this morning and he said it was wonderful. His girlfriend, she also used it after he did. And she loved the sloppy seconds of this beef curtain.
He actually called you up and told you this.
Yeah.
That he used it.
Yeah, it was great.
Hey, Josh. Like, ring. Hey, Josh, guess what? I fucked a big mound of plastic last night.
No, it was this morning.
Right. This morning.
Yeah.
I fucked a big mound of plastic shaped like a human ass.
I woke up thinking, how should I start my day since I don't smoke weed?
I'll fuck some plastic.
I'll fuck a plastic pussy.
Go ahead.
Then the next game.
12.
Number 12.
21 of these, right?
Yeah. Janine wins.
Okay.
And she yells out, "Dildo Baggins!"
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Yeah, she was trying to be Janine with the pop culture, with the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah, she merged the two.
Yeah.
Filth and sci-fi.
Yeah, that's true. Because, you know, and then that night, she ended up winning, you know, Lord of the Rings
it's tough
Monopoly.
To, yeah, it's tough to merge those two, filth and sci-fi. Like, Godzilla, dick.
Wait, did I say
I got a Godzilla dick?
Oh, I did it yesterday, so it was Saturday.
See,
when
she
did it
better than me.
Yeah, Dildo Baggins. And she won an 18-inch dildo.
Wow.
It was a pink one. And
well, that's pretty.
An egg vibrator.
Makes
so,
it more pretty.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun in the house from now on.
Did it come with any like lubrications?
No, it said lube, not you know.
Because you definitely want to slicker that thing up with some, you know, petroleum-based lubrication.
Well, not petroleum, because I'm trying to save the planet, and
well,
I'm sick
dry
of giving my money to big oil.
Right.
You know, I got to think about them every time I fuck.
Right.
I got to rely on these assholes.
Right.
You know, that's why I stopped wearing condoms.
Yeah. Okay, 13?
Because I'm a vegan, and I would never use lambskin either.
13?
Well, this guy yells out another one that we had pre-written,
yeah,
but he was not at our table. He yells out, "Come dumpster," and he won Fundy's Junk in the Trunk underwear.
Who is this?
I don't know him.
Oh,
he was some rando.
Gotcha.
And he also won a penis extender. All right, moving on.
Yeah,
14.
14.
Some like young lady, she goes, "Suck dick."
Not a very creative person.
And she won what does that say? A lover's kit.
A dick
it was
of
like
sorts.
Multiple massagers, like young people that will come in and rub you, and and a bondage kit.
Oh.
So now
nice
she
pair of fluffy hand,
yeah,
furry
she
handcuffs.
Got a battery and fucking cables.
Okay, 15.
Hold on. 15.
Go ahead.
This young man, probably in his late teens.
I really want to get to you.
You had to be at 21 to get in this place. So
yeah.
They were at minimum 21, and that's probably what he is. He goes, "Pussy jism."
I don't like it.
He wins a double penetration dildo.
Oh.
Okay. So you can go in the ass.
Stick
and it,
one in
your
urethra or whatever.
Yep, it's so long that you can reach it from your ass to your mouth.
Some people like that cock fingering stuff, you know?
Yeah, they do like the lady and the tramp with their own asshole.
Cram your finger down another man's pee hole.
Where the spaghetti is the dildo.
Whatever floats your boat.
Number 16. Lick it before you stick it, some lady yells in her mid-40s. I
boo.
Love her. What do you mean,
oh,
boo?
I'm sorry.
She was telling that guy.
Yeah.
Like she was giving her date advice.
Right.
But also winning. You got to lick it before you stick it. Seriously. And then.
And then she says, calls out that no,
she,
awful.
Yeah, she called it out. And then she won a butt plug.
Uh-huh.
And something called Pussy Pilates.
Is it a video?
It's a video.
Like a training workout video.
Yeah, you're just, it's supposed to probably be a ripoff of like Kegels.
Look, they say sex is a very, you know, it's a good way to stay in shape.
Absolutely.
Burn a lot of calories. So it makes sense.
Yeah.
Workout video.
Yeah, you got to get your abs in shape to plow.
And it's still the same energetic guy fucking,
yep.
All right, jam that motherfucker in your pussy. And out, and in. Like, it's really upbeat. It's like Richard Simmons.
Yeah, Richard Simmons.
Pussies Pilates.
Pilates
pussies.
Yep.
Whatever. Okay.
Number 17.
17.
This is the most original one I heard all night.
Okay.
It was another later-aged woman, maybe in her 60s, yells out, blowjob.
Another one?
Yeah. I was disappointed.
Fucking old Margaret over there fucking.
It wasn't Margaret. It was Margaret's arch nemesis.
She stole
Bertha.
Margaret's idea.
She did. Bertha. She's a bitch. What are you going to do?
Fuck you, Bertha.
And you know what she got for her efforts?
Hopefully something wasn't that expensive.
A nipple-twisting toy.
Good.
It's called an alligator clip.
She doesn't deserve a fucking pocket pussy.
No, definitely not. She doesn't need it. And number 18. Right. This one was fucking terrible. She just goes, titties. I'm like, come on.
Again.
Now they're phoning it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Come on.
And,
make some effort.
She won a glass donger, though, which was one of the best prizes. Because if you think about it, like, glass is way more sanitary than, like,
easier to clean.
Silicone, yeah.
And there's a nice rose in it.
Yes.
To see through. It's got, like, a rose.
Yeah, you can double them as a bong.
Makes it nice.
Fucking smoke cocks. All right. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. This is when I won. Game 19.
I wish I had my drum roll.
And I yelled out, Queefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
And they're like, that was the most original thing I have ever fucking heard. The guy said, oh, yeah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Queefer Sutherland. I won a cock ring.
Oh, right.
It's
is it an electric one?
It's too big.
Does it have Bluetooth?
No, it's not cock donix or whatever.
Cock ring. What's the traffic like on the 81 South?
Congested. It vibrates.
It's in
it
the Alexa
in,
butt plug line.
Yep.
That was good.
I also won a dick wig. It was this dick wig. It's a tinsel wig,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But instead of bangs, it has dicks, like little dicks for bangs.
And you're supposed to wear this?
Yeah, and turn people on. And that's what...
Hang on, honey. I'll get started here in a minute. Let me put on my
That's what the school nurse had asked me about buying. I'm like, why would you want fake tinsel hair in your inside your vagina?
That don't make sense.
It was crazy, man. I was blown away. All right, so then game number 20.
Okay.
This was
two more. That's right.
This one was not like straight bingo and four corners. This one was literally in the shape of cock and balls. So most of the letters you needed or numbers you needed to get were in the...
Yeah.
You know, N.
Yeah.
Right down the middle.
Sure.
And then we'd yell out, oh, I got the deep shaft one. And we'd hit our dabber off our piece of paper.
Right.
Oh, 69. And people would go crazy.
Everybody would go, ooh.
Ooh. No, they would love it.
Right.
And they would slam more Yingling Lager.
All right, great. Go ahead. 20.
So, yeah. And then this douchebag yells out, gonorrhea.
Aww.
And people are like, fucking really?
Yeah,
you should be disqualified for that because nobody wants gonorrhea at a fucking sex toy party.
They told me at the door to say what you have.
And he won a clit pump.
Good for him.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I got no clit.
Like, he goes, what the fuck am I going to do with this?
Yep. All right. And number 21, this was the special where you had to cover the whole paper in your cum. Cum filled dabbers. The paper gets stuck.
Hold on. I got to go to the bathroom, refill my dabber.
Anybody got any food dye?
We'll be right back.
So 21, and this was another person at our table. So 4 out of the 6 of us won.
Good.
And it was all in the second half, which was exactly.
Yeah.
I did forget to mention, back at number 15, she, this winner of 21, she thought she won at in game 15.
But she didn't.
No, and she yells out, baloney tits. And then when they go up and they read to make sure that she got all the correct numbers, she was missing one. And he tells everybody, so everybody boos her. Like, there's like 200 people, old women going, boo, that's not your clit rubber. It's crazy.
Put it back.
So we gave her the premature ejaculation award.
Oh, okay.
So then for 21... when she finally did win this cover everything and come card, she literally yelled out, premature ejaculation.
Oh, the same lady won?
No.
Oh, a different lady.
Well, it's our friend who thought she won in 15 who got booed finally won.
Good
the
for
main
her.
Prize. And it's called the pleasure pole. It looks like a pogo stick with a dick on it.
So you insert the dick, and then you pogo stick.
Yeah, and then you jump up and down with this fucking spring-loaded fucking stick. The pleasure pole.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so...
that might be the greatest story I have ever heard.
We got pretty tipsy. It was a lot of fun.
But it was more of a documentary.
Yeah, and then the band played on.
What'd they close with?
I got the fuck out of there before they started up again. I saw them going up and getting ready to play...
you hauled ass.
Creep.
Gonna play
by Radiohead. And then they played Creep by STP right after. It was creepy.
They got a range, those guys.
Absolutely.
Oh, that was the best story ever.
Thanks.
All right. Well, let's take one more break. And we'll come back with something short and wrap it up.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. Stick around. Some more show.
Rape me, rape me, my friend. Rape me, rape me again. I'm on the only one. I'm on the only one. I'm on the only one. Rape me again.
We're back. That was, who was that band?
That band that David Grohl's lookalike plays in, Nirvana.
Right. The drummer in that band just looks like exactly like the Foo Fighters singer.
Yeah, I am actually starting my own vlog, which is a voice blog.
I have a blog about how the singer from Foo Fighters looks like the drummer from Nirvana.
But I get to use my mouth when I do it.
And you have a vlog.
Yeah, vlog.
Of how the drummer from Nirvana looks like the singer from the Foo Fighters.
Correct.
It's like opposite.
Yeah, we should totally team up.
We should combine our vlogs and our blogs.
Well, anyway, they wrote a song called Rape Me.
Yeah.
And, you know, we probably should have censored all that because, you know, rape is wrong.
It's terrible.
We're not advocating.
Apparently a lot of it going on in Hollywood, though.
Yeah, a lot of it. So,
a lot of sexual misconduct.
Yeah, tons of sexual misconduct. And we figured we'd have to talk about
this.
So
who's it been so far? It's been Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein. We got Kevin Spacey.
Apparently Harvey Weinstein did some pretty awful shit to get people roles in movies and stuff. He was a big-time producer in Hollywood, so
Kevin Spacey,
a lot of power.
Kevin Spacey, who is probably like one of the greatest actor molesters of all time.
Right. It's going to be a separate Oscar category.
No, it's they're all rapists and shit. So it's just the Oscars, you know?
Yeah.
But except for the Oscar has like a fucking raging hard-on.
So there's Harvey Weinstein.
Yep. There's Kevin Spacey. Ed Westwick.
Okay, I didn't hear about that one. I heard about Louis C.K.
Diddling some girls. Louis C.K., Steven Seagal.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that one.
Corey Feldman said that Charlie Sheen raped Corey Haim from License to Drive.
I believe it.
Yeah. But then Corey's mother came and said, no, that's not true. It was somebody else that he raped, not my boy.
Corey Feldman's not a guy you tend to believe. He's a, you know,
he's
what I
an
mean?
Icon, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to believe icons.
What's an icon?
Like,
I say he did have a troubled past.
Yeah, he definitely
seems
did.
Like he would be, you know, saying some crazy shit. And
shooting up with that.
Apparently,
River Phoenix.
He was telling the truth.
Yeah, apparently he was. So
way to go, Hollywood.
Hollywood's pretty nuts right now,
Look, we figure with all this going on, you've heard of the aristocrats joke, so we're going to do our own spin on it and do the producers joke in light of all this that just came out. And really, we're doing this because we wanted to make a jingle, right?
Absolutely.
We were like, hey,
we haven't had
any jingles this show.
Yeah, we didn't do any. It was mostly just us talking.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Very weird. Made this jingle for
the producer. Made this jingle for no other reason. Thought we needed a jingle. It's the producer.
We just wanted to make a jingle, so there's that.
Now we started with the jingle and then made the bit based on it.
Yeah,
so
I'll go first. So our take on the aristocrats joke, we're calling ours the producers. So here we go. So Same vein.
Yeah, we told you the punchline already, so you know.
You know the aristocrats joke. This is the producers joke. It's, you know, it's rehashed shit, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's our take on it. So, hey, Josh, I don't know if you've heard about the one where the guy goes into a talent agent's office.
Tell me a joke.
So a guy goes into a talent agent's office and he says, all right, pal, I got an act for you. Have I got a fucking act for you, pal? And the guy says, okay, let me hear it. And he goes, all right, there's this guy in Hollywood has a lot of power. A lot of power, this guy. And he uses this power for evil. He uses this power for evil. And I'm playing this guy, okay? So I'm the guy in the skit, and I got my family out here. The guy goes, let me bring my son in here. Charlie, come on in here. And he says, old Charlie's gonna, he plays the guy looking for a job. I'm the man with the power. So, Charlie, I want you to go over there and, take a shit in that bucket over there. Go shit in that bucket and, want you to bring it over here once it's full. And I want you to dump it all over me. And the talent agent's like, oh my God, Jesus Christ, that's terrible. He's like, oh wait, there's more. I get my niece in here. She's 39. I just thought I'd, you know, tell you that. It's a very crucial part of the joke. So she comes in and I say, all right, Karen, What I need you to do is go over here and lay down and put that flower pot in your pussy. And, I want you to act like a human flower pot. So Susie, what's her name? Karen. Karen goes over there and shoves the flower pot in her pussy, hops up on the table, pretends she's a bouquet of flowers. And the talent agent says, "Oh my God, this is horrible. What on earth do you call this act?" And he says, "The producers."
Classic.
That was terrible.
I loved it.
All right. That was my was it good?
It was good enough.
Probably wasn't that good. I'm not much of a storyteller.
All right. Well then I'll try and make mine really bad.
Please,
so it makes,
make it funny.
All right, I'll do my best. Okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. So these group of six men walk into a talent agency up in the Bronx there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and he goes in, and obviously the leader of the group, he introduces himself to the talent agent, and he says, "Okay, well, I'm Harvey Weinstein. These are my friends, Kevin Spacey, Ed Westwick, Steven Seagal, and Dustin Hoffman. You've seen him in Rain Man."
It's a troupe.
Yeah, it's a whole troop of well-off gentlemen with powers unknown.
Right.
And he says, "Okay, well, what do you guys do in your act?" He said, "Okay, well, it's not really an act. This is real.
This is real.
We get a couch, a really, really disgusting couch, and we just say, hey, miss." Whoa.
The joke is just really.
Oh, man. It's crazy. So what they do is they get a nice, disgusting couch, and we put it right in front of a camera, and we tell a young lady who's not here right now, because technically we're not allowed anywhere near her. We got to stay at least 500 feet away from her at all times now. But what we do is we get her to sit down on the couch. We get another girl, because there's infinite girls that want to be in film,
right,
and we have the power to do that.
Right.
So what we do is we get them to sit down, and we tell them, "Hey, we need you to unzip everything that you have on. We need to see you naked if you want to be in this film."
Right.
And the talent agent goes, that's a new one. I haven't heard of this so far. Well, what else do you do? And then Harvey kind of steps aside, and Kevin Spacey gets up there, and he says, "Well, then we bring in a small boy, preferably around 12. And we don't use their names here."
Right.
So because it's, victims.
You just don't do those things.
No, you don't do that. So what you also have to do is we tell this young boy to, like, literally put his mouth on my penis, and he says, "I've never seen anything." The talent agent is saying, "Oh, I haven't seen anything like this." And then he said, "Okay, and then what about you?" And Ed Westwick walks up. He's like, "I rape women."
That's not the end, is it?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. That's only half the troop. And he goes, "Oh, well, okay. I mean, SVU's been on forever."
Right.
So I guess it's popular amongst the American culture to obviously be into rape culture, which is fucked up.
Yeah.
But I'm into it. I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Okay.
And then he goes, "Okay, well, this is my friend Steven Seagal." He says, "Hey, you remember Jenny McCarthy? I seen her titties."
Steven Seagal says this.
Yeah, he says that to him. And then he goes, "And then I cut the bitch in half with my katana." And he's like, "Well, that seems like a little raw, but I mean, it's definitely unique."
Yeah. And this is all going on in the talent agent's office.
Yes, this is right there in the talent. It's a big place, to fit all these ginormous men.
Yeah.
And then the next person that comes up is Dustin Hoffman. And he says, "Well, I put on a woman's suit, and, I dress up like I'm from the 80s, and I work in an office, and I basically get other women to hit on me, and I, force these women, these lesbian women, into a male relationship, and I totally fuck with their heads." And then the other guy who was up there, the guy, Charlie Sheen, he comes up and he goes, "Look, I've had 2.5 men at the same time." And he goes, "Oh, shit, what do you call yourselves?" And they go, "Da-da-da, the producers."
Hey, all right. Clap. We need more than one person to clap to make it sound more deep.
Yeah, that's right.
Good job. way to end the show on a positive note.
Thank you.
I guess you could call that a positive. That was our take on the Aristocrats joke.
Yeah, it's called The Producers.
The Producers.
Spread Josh's, it around.
Josh's was excellent.
Thank you.
Mine was not so good.
You made mine seem more excellent.
But it was my idea.
Absolutely.
So fuck you.
Fuck me.
All right.
In the goat ass.
That was episode, what, 56?
56.
We're closing in on 60.
Eric Steven and Joshua Bryan.
Skooks a Hazard.
Signing off soon.
That's it. That's the show. All right, everybody. Blah, blah,
blah. Blah.
There, I go. Fucking stumbling over my words again.
Well.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.